Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早安。
What a beautiful hymn.
这是非常美的一首诗歌。
Thank you, Richard.
谢谢林弟兄。
I hope you really would understand the meaning about vision.
我愿意你们真的能够明白意象的意思。
You know, as a custom, I will always like to ask brothers and sisters to greet one another. But before you do that,
在我们彼此问候之前。
If you are a believer,
你若是已经是信了耶稣的人，
before you shake hands or say hello to the one next to you,
在你跟你旁边的人握手之前，
please think,
先思想一下，
you have Jesus Christ in you,
你里面有基督耶稣，
and he or she also have Jesus Christ inside,
而他也有基督在里面。
Can you do that?
你能够这样思想吗？
So before you shake hands,
在你握手之前，
we are not just, oh, good to see you. But think, I have Christ in me.
我们不只是对跟另外一个人握手，乃是思想到在你里面有基督，在他里面也有基督。
Has Christ in him or her?
他里面有基督住在里面。
Let's do that.
那我们现在能够彼此的问候一下，
with joy and
带着欢乐的心彼此的问候。
Great. I hope you did that truly with joy.
我盼望你们真的是带着喜乐的心彼此的问候。
We were sinners.
我们知道自己是一个罪人。
We were hopeless and helpless.
我们本来是没有盼望，也非常无助的。
But God has redeemed us.
但神已经救赎我们。
God has a purpose in our lives.
在我们的生命中，神有他的旨意给我们。
He didn't just save us and leave us alone.
他没有只是拯救我们之后就离弃我们。
But He really has a purpose in our lives.
那是对我们每一个人生中，他都有一个旨意给我们。
And He gives us opportunity to get it together.
他又给我们机会能够聚在一起，
we can fellowship with one another,
能够彼此的来交通，
for mutual encouragement,
彼此的鼓励。
Don't take it for granted.
不要觉得这是平常的事情，
Don't take it for granted.
不要当成平常。
It's very precious,
是非常宝贝。
genuine believer.
很难见到真心的信徒。
A question for you, who would remember who was speaking last week here?
我想问你一个问题，你们记得昨上一周在这里讲到的是谁吗？
Three seconds. One.
Three seconds. Wing 弟兄。
Okay. Brother Wing, that's good. Now, did he recommend few things for you last week?
他上一次的信息是不是给了我们几个的挑战？
Four things I remember.
我记得他给了我们四个挑战。
Can you remember?
你记得是什么挑战吗？
What was the first one?
第一个挑战是什么？
5 minutes, okay, good. Okay, 5 minutes of devotional time every morning.
起码花五分钟的时间在早晨的时候亲近主。
That is very good. 起码 it is at least 5 minutes.
起码五分钟。
I really hope our brother would have actually explained further. It's not just 5 minutes, but at least 5 minutes, and indeed should be more than once and more than twice.
所以不只是五分钟，也不只是一次或者两次，那是应该花更多的时间和心思去亲近主。
Secondly,
第二点呢
？Prayer,
要为他人祷告。
Pray for those who still haven't believed in the Lord.
特别是家中周围的朋友还没有信主的人，为他们祷告。
Number three,
第三点呢
？Daily examine yourself.
每天。天天要审查自己。
Check if there is anything that is causing your walk with Jesus further and further apart.
在你的生活和生命里面，有什么是拦阻着你亲近主的，而使你离开主
？And four.
第四点
，read good Christian book.
能够寻找一本好的属灵的书。
Of course, the Bible is the best.
当然，圣经是最好。
But choose a good Christian book.
也可以去选择一本好的属灵的基督徒的书。
To help yourself grow.
能够帮助你来成长
to fellowship with other saints.
也能够跟其他的圣徒彼此的交往
You know, I thought it was good in the beginning of the year. I know it's already February.
我虽然知道现在已经二月份，但还是一年的开始。
It's good for us to sit down and pray for what God will be doing in your life.
我们应该花这个时间很好的在神面前祷告他接下来一年之中又做什么工作
And God is amazing for the past few weeks we always have combined meeting because of the renovation
因此我们最近这里、会堂的装修借给了我们这样一个机会能够一起的、聚会
English and Mandarin combined together
英文中文合起来的聚会
Maybe you haven't noticed
或者你还没有发现
Maybe you always sit at the same spot
或者你常常就是坐同一个位置
You don't even know who was actually sitting next to you
但是从来都不、了解你周围坐了其他人
But just in case you don't know
那若是你不知道的话
We have combined meeting for the past few weeks
我们在过去的几周我们是有联合起来的聚会
English and Mandarin
英文跟中文
Now, elderly, not elderly, Mandarin brothers and sisters
还有这个讲中文的弟兄姐妹
When you see English speaking brothers and sisters most of them quite young
当你看见讲英文组的那个弟兄姐妹他们许多当中都是年轻的
What is your feeling?
你看见他们的时候你里面有什么感觉
Do you feel what? I can't relate with them
你觉得说这些是孩子我跟他们不能够那个、互动起来
Their thinking is from different planet、
他们跟我有代沟他们的想法 是跟我不一样的
On the other hand, young people
还另外一方面作为年轻人
I don't know how you feel when you join the combined meeting
当你来到我们这个联合聚会当中的时候你是什么感觉
Do you feel like, oh wow, they are just the oldies
或者觉得说啊，他们都是这些年老的人
They talk something really like ancient
他们所讲的都是过时的东西
Is that our attitude? Should be our attitude
我们会不会有这样一种心态呢
That's why I challenge you just then
所以我向你挑战你
When you greet with one another
当我们彼此问候的时候
Do not look at his age,
不要看见他外表的年纪
or race,
或者他、这种族的背景
or whatever background,
或者任何其他的背景的因素
but Christ,
而乃是要看见他里面的基督
but Christ,
基督
That is our vision.
这是我们的意向
you know the hymn we have just sung,
我们刚刚所唱的诗歌
The lyrics actually is very old.
这里面的歌词这个诗歌已经是很老旧的诗歌
beautiful hymn.
但是是一首非常美的诗歌
And my theme this morning,
而今天早上我的这个题目
exactly, be thou my vision.
就是跟诗歌一样你是我意象
well, before I continue, let me quickly explain.
在我开始之前要做一点、快快的解释
In the Bible there's a verse in Proverbs 29:18
在圣经里面的箴言有、在箴言二十九章十八节
Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint.
没有意象，民就放肆。
Now, this is, we will continue to explain more later.
我们接下去会解释更多。
Vision.
意象。
Without vision.
就是没有意象。
It says here, people cast off restraint.
这里说民就放肆
There are different translations.
也还有其他的翻译
The King James Version says
经鉴本说
The people perish
说这些民就会 失散
Indeed it happened in the book of Exodus
特别是在、在出埃及记的时候发生过这样的事情
If you remember when Moses was up in the mountain receiving the law, the commandments from God
你知道当摩西上到高山上去那里领受神所有给他的十诫的时候
He was there already 40 nights and days
他已经在山上40天40昼夜
The people didn't know what had happened to Moses
而民地下的下面的以色列民不知道、对摩西发生了什么事
Instead they asked Aaron, why don't youmake a golden calf for us to replace God to replace Moses
说就问亚伦说不如你为我们造一只金牛犊子像然后来代替神代替摩西
well, unfortunately, 带领我们 Aaron obeyed the people
但可怜的是亚伦去听从了他们
and they quickly I don't know how they quickly cast a golden calf
我不知道他们是怎么做的但是很快就铸塑了一只金牛犊来
and they indulged themselves in reverie
所以之后他们就像在那里宴乐拜这个金牛犊
And the Bible described them, they cast off restraint.
圣经在那里描对他们描述，就是自民已经放肆了。
And they cast off whatever God has given them.
就是神所给他们一切的规矩，他们都完全放弃了。
And the translation here, the people perish.
所以这里说民就放肆。
If you don't have a vision,
你若是没有一个意向
，if the church hasn't got a vision,
或者教会没有一个意向
，you will cast off restraints, you will lose your direction.
你也会放肆，你也会失去你的目标。
And at the end, we perish.
而最终乃是灭亡。
This is not what we want.
当然，这样的结果不是我们所要的。
Well, before I continue, 2 weeks ago, our English service leaders they had a weekend away.
在我开始信息之前，要讲一点，就是说，两周前。英文组的这些带领的弟兄姐妹，他们有了一个特别的聚会。
I was very encouraged when I heard that really God has spoken to them. God's presence was very vivid with them, and they share about the vision, the missions of the English service.
我听见他们分享了这在英文侍奉里面的意向和呼召的时候，我也非常觉得很鼓励。
Indeed, if you remember last week, Winston, when he led the hymn, he already shared something.
你们记得上一周Winston 弟兄在领歌的时候，他已经略略的分享了一点。
So I would like to pass the time to other English leaders. They would like to share what they have learned.
所以现在要把一点时间给那个在英文组那里有一点服侍的弟兄们再交通多一点。
It's wonderful we have so many combined meetings, and I really hope that all these combined meetings, at least we learn, we know that we are one family.
我很感谢主，我们有这样联合一起的聚会，通过这样的聚会，使我们真的知道我们是一个家庭。
So I pass them the time to our sisters and brothers.
我们现在把时间交给姐妹。
对不起。Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
So we just wanted to share a little bit with you about our planning weekend away as leaders in the.
我们想跟你们略略分享一点，我们这个两周前呢，就有一个特会去做英文组的计划的特会。
So leaders in the English service went to an Airbnb in Manly, in late January for a weekend.
我们在两周前我们就通过那 Airbnb 的这个平台，在那个 Manly 那里租了一个房子。
So Winston planned this weekend so that we could spend time together as leaders in the church, planning for 2019.
所以我们花了这个周末的时间在那里作为英文组那里有服侍的弟兄姐妹在一起来为新的一年做一些计划。
The weekend was separated into talks about leadership and unity in the church.
所以在这个聚会当中有分成两部分讲到
And also for
是教会的意向跟那个带领。
And also for planning sessions, for practical ways which we can go about this.
而且有一些计划说怎么样能够来实行。
So first, I'm going to talk about some grateful points.
首先我们就讲了几点很重要的几点。
So the first thing that I would like to share with you all.
第一点我想跟你们分享的是
is a new initiative called Evergreen Connect.
就跟你们讲了是一个长青的那个活动。
And Uncle Moses really greatly led off into this.
所以摩西弟兄也被通知说这个里面是什么意思。
The fact that maybe in this church there is a lack of relationship between the younger people and the older people.
我们感觉到在这个教会的当中，这个家庭里面年长跟年幼之间好像他们的沟通有问题。
A generation gap or a language barrier.
他们有了一个代沟，也有了一个语言的障碍。
And so we would really like to start.Having better conversations with everyone in the congregation.
所以我们希望通过这一个新的开始，能够来更好来解决这样的一种问题，就沟通的问题。
So there will be some practical ways that we go about this.
所以我们有一些实际的行动会来改善我们这样的情况。
And we're really excited for future conversations.
所以我们对将要来跟这个年长的弟兄姐妹的沟通，非常的喜乐。
The other thing we're grateful about is that the weekend was very productive.
在过去那个周末的聚会也非常的有效果。
And I am personally grateful for the growing bond and relationship that we have with the older leaders in the ministry.
所以我自己也觉得很感动，就是跟这个英文组里面一些比较前面带领弟兄姐妹的里面的沟通也很好。
something challenging about the weekend.
而且在这个周末也有一些挑战性的。
Is that unity in the church is really important.
说在教会里面的合一是非常的重要。
And so, whenever I tend to get upset about anything in the church that I don't like,
当我在聚会当中有一些事影响到我非常不喜欢的事。
It's not about getting angry at someone in the church or asking why is this happening.
不是对那个人就发脾气说为什么你这样做。
It's about changing our own attitudes so that we can serve the church better.
乃是应该改变我们自己的态度使我们在教会里面更好的服事。
And finally, a prayer point that I would like everyone in the congregation to pray for.
最后还有一个希望你们能够为我们代祷的。
Is that 2019 can really be the year for our church, Chaos Roseville?
说在2019年真的能够被治理的一个聚会。
To really participate in our local community.
能够在我们这个当地地区的活动上有参与。
As just because faith without deeds is dead.
因为没有行为的信心是死的。
And as Christ calls us to go forth and make disciples in Matthew 28.
基督也在马太福音十二十八章说到，你们又去使万民做我的门徒。
So we should actively go out and make an effort in the local community.
所以我们应该积极的尽力的去向这个当地的地区传福音。
Thanks, and I will introduce you to my sister Jamila.
我们现在 Jamila.
Hello.
大家好。你们好。
I just have a few more things to add.
我也就跟你们分享另外的几点。
So similar to Deborah, I was really encouraged and I'm grateful for the growing relationship between kind of the younger youth group leaders and then the leaders of the English service.
所以因为我在那个中国的周末我也很受鼓励，因为看见在那个英文聚会的带领的跟那个青年组里面带领的两个不同年龄在一起的沟通。
And being able to have this time away to spend time with each other and get to know each other was really great.
能够有花这样的时间在一起，能够使到彼此更好的了解对方。
Winston also talked about discipleship.
而在里面的信息我们也讲到那个门徒。
And I was personally challenged by what he said about being a disciple.
我特别受到挑战，就讲到怎样的去领人使人做门徒。
He talked about at the end of Matthew when Jesus gives the Great Commission.
他讲到在马太福音最后一章那里，当耶稣这样极大的呼召的时候。
And about how the word disciple there actually means learner.
在那里门徒其实的意义乃是一个学生或者一个学习的人。
And that as Christians we are to be disciples and that means that we should be learners of Christ.
所以是有学徒的意思，所以我们作为基督徒我们乃是基督的学徒。
He also talked about how we are meant to be disciple making disciples.
又讲到我们作为基督的门徒，我们该怎样去使别人也能成为基督的门徒。
We are learners, but also as we disciple other people, to encourage them also to be learners of Jesus.
我们是学基督，所以当我们使别人成为门徒的时候，也是使他们能够来学基督。
This kind of leads on to my prayer point that I hope that we can all pray about.
最后有一个祷告的一个点是。
Deborah already talked about discipling to the people around us outside of our church.
Deborah 讲到说怎样在我们地区这里的向这里的地区的周围的人传福音，使他们能够做基督的门徒。
But I would also like us to pray for discipling each other inside the church.
我又请大家能够祷告怎样在教会里面的彼此的是做门徒。
That we would remember that we are learners, but also that we should be encouraging each other to grow in Christ.
因为我们都是在学习，但我们怎样的彼此鼓励，能够在基督里一同来学习。
Yeah, that's all.
谢谢。
Thank you. Thank you.
Our gathering over that day was very organized.
我们那一个周末的聚会是安排得很好。
We had a printout for the time.
我们还有印了这样一个手册。
We had our timetable also.
我们还有一个时间表。
And it was very well prepared.
这个预备的工作做得很好。
The young people prepared it.
是年轻的弟兄姐妹预备的。
We were very much bonded together.
我们真的是使到那个时间真的是我们能够很连结在一起。
A very encouraging time.
又是一个非常受鼓励的一个时间。
For me,
对我自己来讲
，Each of the talks is one on the church from Ephesians.
其中的这些所里面讲的信息，有一个是讲到从以弗所书讲到的教会。
This is just a bit of a take home.
这是有一点点可以领回去
的。The church is a family united by the gospel of peace, which Christ has preached to us.
我们教会乃是因着基督传给我们这赐平安的福音的家。
And he has reconciled us all, both vertically and horizontally.
他使我们不只是直向也横向来将我们联合在一起。
And that's what our sister was testifying, how our horizontal fellowship together.
就像刚才两个姐妹讲到，我们能够横向的彼此的那个交通。
And also we went on to speak of the goal of ministry.
我们第二点就去讲到这个话语执事的目的。
And that is discipleship.
目的乃是要使人做门徒。
We are to make disciples who can make disciples.
基督乃是吩咐他的门徒是去使万民做他的门徒。
So how are you doing with that?
那么你怎么样的来遵行主的这个命令？
Is that your goal?
这是不是你的目标呢？
And the take home from that was this one.
那个能够领会到的是
We are unified and we are made for community.
我们被连接在一起成为一个团体。
In other words, our Christianity is not for isolation, but for community like this.
所以我们看见说这个基督徒不是做一个单独的基督徒是乃是又像这样的联合在一起。
And then it says we are diversely And uniquely gifted.
而且我们虽然是不同，但是也是很特别的。每个人都有个人的恩赐。
We are all fellow workers, and we are all growing and serving together.
我们都一同的成长，一同的在侍奉而且彼此的侍奉。
And as it says, the leaders in the church.
而在教会中的这些领袖
are not the head that they're really part of the body.
他们不是头，他们只是身体中的一部分。
And we had also the talk on leadership.
后还有一点就是讲到怎么样做带领。
And leadership must always be progression.
带领必须是有进步的。
And the three points were we progress in faith.
我们是在信心上进步。
We progress in love.
我们在爱心上进步。
And we progress in perseverance.
而我们也在坚持上进步。
And I suppose also from it we had a lot of sharing.
所以在那个时间我们也有很多的交通。
And whatcame over to me
我所领会到的
was the little phrase
是有这样的一句短短的话
about learning
就是讲到关乎学习
goes like this tell me
乃是告诉我
show me
让我看
lead me
带领我
and then coach me
而且教导我
Sister Joanna, I think it's BSF. But anyway, but that's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
这是一个非常好的事情。
Tell me,
你又告诉我，先告诉我。
How shall I do this?
我该怎么样的去做
？Then Show me how to do it.
而且向我指明怎样做。
And then let me do it.
而之后给我机会去做。
And then coach me.
而最后你又再来教导我。
So,
辅导我。
That's discipleship.
这是做门徒。
And here's my prayer request for you.
而这是我向你们要求的祷告的点。
My prayer, pray for me that the Lord will expose my flaws and my faults.
为我祷告，让主能够指明我的错处跟短处。
That in my character.
在我的个性上。
And give me the grace of repentance.
赐给我悔改的恩典。
And renewal to be an efficient disciple.
能够被更新一个非常有能力的门徒。
And thank you for your prayers for the English.
谢谢你们为英文聚会的祷告。
Well, we thank Deborah, Jamila, and Brother Ian.
我们谢谢刚才两位姐妹跟 Ian 弟兄的分享。
Thank you for their very honest and sincere sharing and request.
他们会很真诚的，而且这样来跟我们分享，要求我们为他们代祷。
In the book of First John,
在约翰一书
，John said,
约翰曾这样说。
In the church, there are three categories.
在教会里面有三种人。
Fathers,
有做父老的。
Young men,
有做少年的
little children,
还有做孩子的
whether it is chronological age or spiritual maturity,
不只是外面年龄的分不同的年龄，或者是属灵方面的成熟的程度
it happens in the church,
在教会是有这样的情况
I don't know how you view yourself.
我不知道你是怎么样的来衡量自己。
But the church is one family.
教会是一个家庭。
We need to learn to love one another.
我们实在需要学习彼此相爱。
The book of 1 John tells us we are to walk in light.
约翰一书告诉我们，我们要行在光中。
We are to share our life.
我们也要彼此的分享我们的生命。
And we are to love one another.
我们也要彼此相爱。
So 3L.
所以是三个 L 的字母
Light
一个是光
Life
还有生命
And love
跟爱
So if you like the young people have shared
就像刚才年轻人分享的
Sooner or later they will come to you
他们迟一点都会来跟你问候
The evergreen connect right
因为这是讲到跟长青 的沟通
So if the young people come to say 叔叔阿姨
And it comes to uncle and auntie.
Don't be surprised.
So, 不要觉得那个慌张。
They are taking the first step to connect with you.
因为他们是已经踏出首先踏出这一步运来跟你沟通。
They are seeking genuine fellowship.
因为他们是真实的想要跟你有来往。
They are to share the light, life, and love together.
所以你们能够分享你们的光、你们的生命跟你们的爱。
So what would be your response?
你的回应会怎样呢
Would you also be active to care about our next generation?
你愿不愿意也能够积极的去照顾你的下一代呢
We do pray God will continue to bless his testimony in Roseville here that together as our one family united will spread his testimony.
我们就坚持的求祷告所愿神祝福在 Roseville 他的这个家庭使我们真的有里面这个合一能够将他的福音见证广传出去
So back to the main theme Our vision
回到我们今天的主题就你是我意向
I'd like to share in three perspectives
我要从三个方面来跟你们分享
So what is vision
第一是什么是意向
And then what is our vision
第二是我们的意向
And then we'll try to study Paul's example
而之后第三点我们要看保罗的榜样。
So what is vision?
第一点，什么是意向
？Right, if you go to the dictionary,
你若是去查字典的话
，or you Google it,
或者你到那谷歌上面搜一搜
，there are different types of explanation or definition.
他们会给你不同的解释，不同的意思。
We'll come to the biblical interpretation later.
我们迟一点会来看圣经里面的解释。
But if I ask you, what is the vision of your life?
我若是问你，你生命中的意向是什么
？Can you tell me？
你知道你生活中的意向是什么？能告诉我吗？
Maybe you don't even understand the question.
或者你听起来说我不明白你在问什么。
I remember a while ago we had a small group fellowship talking about the church's mission and vision.
我知道有一次我们在当中啊分组分享的时候讲到教会里面的意向和呼召。
Some brothers and sisters were actually puzzled about the word vision.
许多弟兄姐妹好像对这个意向的词不是很明白。
They thought, are you talking about the dreams?
有些问说你讲那意向是不是发梦有关系呢？
Or something supernatural I received from God.
或者是看了一些超自然的现象。
I was surprised to hear that.
我听到这些很惊讶。
Because clearly we are not talking about dreams.
当然我们不是在讲人做梦
or suddenly something, oh, I receive a supernatural vision.
或者说一个人突然得到一个超自然的现象
We are talking about the purpose of God.
我们在讲到神的旨意
God's eternal purpose.
神永远的旨意
In our lives.
在我们的生命中
In his church.
在他的教会里
If you go to a big corporation now,
你今天如果你在一个大公司里面上班
Every now and then they will have meeting and meetings.
他们经常会有很多的开会
They will reinforce this is our vision, our mission
而他会跟向员工强调这是我们的意向这是我们的目标
Indeed they understand
而之后那些人他们都明白
If there's no vision
因为若是没有这个意向
The company will perish
这个公司可能就瘫痪了
You know we are all aware of the fact that even in Australia many retails they are collapsing
我们知道今天在澳大利亚这里很多的这些商店他们都开始关闭了倒闭了
I heard that Meijer is on the verge of don't take my word but doing badly
好像 Meijer 这个大的这个百货公司好像也是形势不是很好
They've lost the vision of how actually to understand the market
因为他们好像对他们所在的这个市场没有任何的意向或者理解错误
They ignore the competitions They ignore the consumer's requests
他们好像那个忽略了这个市场上面的一些对方的一些竞争对手的做法还有这些消费者的一些意见
That's why many big corporations They use a lot of money to employ speakers to motivate their staffs to cast vision
所以很多大公司他们都特别的请这些有那个演讲家来到他们的公司里面通过演讲来调动他们员工的积极性
Of course we know we are not corporation
我们知道教会不是一个公司
Company, corporation, they aim at profit
因为我们知道这些公司组织他们为的是盈利的
But we are here for God'sKingdom and righteousness.
我们在这里乃是为着神的国和他的义。
So vision you can define as something that will grasp your attention and will change your life.
所以意向可以说是哪能够捉住你的心，捉住你的思想，改变你一生的东西。
If you ask a high schooler,
你若是问一个上中学生
，year 11 starting，
或者读到十一年级了
，in 2 years time HSC will be coming.
你这一个高中生过几年就要考大学了。
I believe most students would allow the vision of HSC be their guidance of how they spend their time.
所以我盼望那些在又考试应付高考的人，他们都能够让又高考成为来安排他们怎样的他们的时间。
Many parents want our children to be the best student.
很多父母都愿意自己的儿女成为最好的学生。
I want him or her to be a doctor.
他们又自己的儿女成为医生
No matter what, they must be a doctor.
这样无论他们愿不愿意都是有做医生
So, like it or not, you just apply for medicine.
你喜不喜欢你都给我考医生
Yes, you can choose other subjects. Make sure you choose chemistry.
但是你可以学其他的这个科目但一定要学化学
Make sure you are entitled or at least have the qualifications to enroll in medicine.
所以使到你自己到时候真的可以去考医生。
So that becomes the parents' vision. One day, my children will be a doctor.
好像父母有这样的一个意向，盼望有一天他儿女都能成为一个医生。
And that vision becomes a mission for the parents to arrange everything for their lives.
而这个他的这个意向就成为这个父母他们的动力来做了这一些一切的安排。
Of course, this is how we work, how human being function.
而好，我们做我们人本性就是这样来工作的。
If you don't have if you don't have an aim, you don't have a vision, you just hang around and you do nothing.
你若是没有一个目标，没有一个意向，那么你就是在这里好像毫无目的的存在的。
But our biblical interpretation,
但是圣经里面的解释
，Indeed, back to the version, the verse we have read,
就是我们刚才所读的那一节圣经
，Proverbs 29:18,
就是箴言29:18。
If you read carefully, it says, "Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraints, but blessed is he who keeps the law."
那里说没有意向，民就放肆；为遵守律法的，变为有福。
So first, we need to understand vision is God's eternal purpose.
我们看见意象乃是神永远的旨意。
But practically, another interpretation is God's revelations about Himself and His governance.
所以另一个解释乃是意象乃是神对自己的启示和默示。
That's why immediate it said, "Blessed is he who keeps the law."
所以接着就是说，为遵守律法的变为有福。
It immediately joins vision with the word of God.
所以将意象跟神的道连在一起。
It is not something you imagined or you composed by yourselves.
因为这意象不是你自己想象出来啊，或者计划出来的。
Indeed, it's very important. It's not your imagination.
很重要一点说，这意象必须不是你自己想象的。
It is God's pattern.
乃是神的样式。
You read the Old Testament, God repeatedly warned Moses.
好像在旧约里面，神多次的提醒摩西。
Regarding the tabernacle.
讲到会幕的样式。
Regarding the laws and commandments.
也讲到神给他的律法和诫命。
You must follow the pattern of the mountain.
必须又照着山上的样式。
So we need the word of God.
我们需要神的道。
We need his revelation.
需要神的启示。
We need to understand his purpose.
我们要明白神的旨意。
It says here, it's not just logos or written word, but God's revelation.
不只是书面上的字句，乃是神自己的启示。
That we need to be humble.
所以我们需要在神面前自卑。
We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to reveal His word in us.
祈求圣灵能够将神的道启示在我们心中。
There are a few references in the Old Testament. It is telling us the opposite.
而在旧约中也有几处的圣经跟我们讲到相对的意思。
If you remember the period of the judges in the Old Testament.
特别是在那个四世纪里面。
What is the characteristic about the judges?
在四世纪最后给你留下的印象是什么
？During that time, there is no king.
在那个时代里面，以色列中没有王。
Everyone does whatever he thinks fit.
个人都行他眼中看为对的事。
Indeed, no word of God.
真的没有神的话。
That's why in 1 Samuel.
所以在撒母耳上
，It says here, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. Now Eli, the high priest.But in those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions.
说，童子撒母耳在以利面前侍奉耶和华。当那些日子，耶和华的言语稀少，不常有默示。
Not many visions.
没有许多的默示。
Not much word.
印象。
Not much word from the Lord.
好像神不大说话。
Or not okay. Eli.He was the high priest.
那个以利他是那个时候的大祭司。
He was supposed to give visions and explain the word of God to God's people.
他必须是从那神那里领示默示之后向百姓解释。
But we know the story of Eli.
但我们知道以利的故事。
He was such an old man, like everything was fine, complacent, couldn't care less.
所以他是一个很年老。的人，而所以他一切都好像失去了他的敏感度了，觉得大什么都可以。
Allowed his children committed horrible sins before God.
让他自己的孩子在神面前行了非常憎恶的罪。
Even when we built by God through Samuel, he sort of, oh, all right, let his will be done.
当神借着撒母耳来指责他的时候，他的好像一点都没有被感动，说神要怎样就怎样吧。
So the descriptive words here is terrible.
所以我们就这里说神的话语稀少。
When the word of the Lord was rare, when there weren't many visions.
耶和华的言语稀少，就不常有默示。
Or there weren't many prophecies, word of God.
就是没有许多的预言。
Do you have the word of God?
你里面有神的话吗？神的道吗？
Living word of God.
神活的话。
When you come to the Bible study.
当你来到学习圣经的时候。
Is it just exchange of knowledge?
你是在那里彼此的这个交往你所有的知识吗？
Are you sharing the living word of God with one another?
或者你将神活的道来彼此的分享？
The worst is,
最可怕的是，
you try to explain the word of God with your own imagination or understanding.
就是你想用自己的思想和意念来解释神的话。
So please, brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
be very serious about the word of God.
你们对神的话必须非常的严肃。
Before you come to a Bible study,
在你来到学习圣经的时候，
you must prepare.
你必须有预备。
You must pray.
你必须在神面前有祷告。
See how the Lord will speak to you.
要看主怎么样借你来说话。
And as we gather together,
而当我们聚合在一起的时候，
weOf course, joyfully, at the same time, seriously share what the Lord has spoken to you.
我们非常欢喜能够聚在一起，但同样，我们又非常认真来分享神又说的话。
Bible study is not a time for you just to say anything you like. Oh, I think this is it. I think that way.
查经的聚会不是让你来发表你自己的意见和看法，所以我觉得圣经这一节是应该这样的意思。
Is the time and opportunity to encourage brothers and sisters in the Word of God.
乃是在神的道里面来鼓励弟兄姐妹。
You know, in 2 Chronicles 15:3,
在历代记下那里15章3节
it is when King Asa was reigning.
就在亚撒作王的时候
it says there, for a long time Israel was without the true God, without the priest to teach, and without the law.
以色列人不信真神。没有就训诲的祭司，也没有律法，已经好久了。
What a pitiful description.
这是何等可怜的光景。
Without a true God.
他们没有真神。
They didn't have, of course God was there. But they didn't know the true God. They didn't know the true God.
他们却不认识这位真神。
They maintained all the rituals.
他们好像外表的这些宗教的仪式都维持下来了。
Still many sacrifices.
而且还在那里一直有外面的献祭
and no priest to teach
但是却没有祭司能够来训诲他们
and without the law
而且没有神的律法
in the book of Hosea it says my people are destroyed from lack of knowledge
在何西亚书说我的民因无知识而灭亡
very sad
非常的悲伤的事情
it happens repeatedly in the Old Testament
好像在旧约里面重复了很多次。
When God was reviving the nations,
当神在这个在兴奋这个国家的时候
，the first thing to revive,
第一点他复兴的是
，was to return to the law of God,
就是使他的百姓回到神的律法。
When Josiah was reviving the temple,
在耶和西在复兴这个殿的时候
，the Bible said.Sort of accidentally, he discovered the Lord of Moses.
好像圣经那里说到他好像忽然间发现了这个律法书。
And then he read it.
他就读了。
Wow, this is the word of God.
说这乃是神的律法。
And then he repented.
之后他就在神面前悔改。
He led the whole country to repentance.
这带领整个国家在神面前悔改。
So where is the Bible?
所以圣经在哪里呢？
Where is your Bible?
你的圣经放在哪里呢？
How have you been treating your Bible?
你现在是用什么样的态度来对待你的圣经呢？
Whether it's the paper Bible，
或者是你这个印刷的圣经，
or digital Bible，
或者电子版的圣经。
I tell you a little story。
我告诉你一个故事。
Years ago I was still using the paper Bible。
在很多年前我都一直在用这个纸的圣经，印刷出来的圣经。
Because back then it was easier to use paper Bible, and it's easier for you to memorize or remember where you can find the Bible. It is on the top left or top right or what, right?
好像在用这个印刷出来的圣经，好像比较容易使用起来，比较容易也帮助你能够记住圣经里面的章节，很容易你就翻到那个地方，在左上角、右下角找到经节。
Do you have the experience?
你有没有这样的经历呢？
But now that I use digital, I do not have this advantage.
现在我用了电子版了，就失去了这个好处。
A young sister came to me asking me, where can I find this Bible verse?
然后一个年轻的姐妹就来问我说，我在想找一找自己圣经在哪里。
So I flipped my Bible and pointed to her, this is the verse.
之后我就打开圣经，指到这一章节说在这里。
And then I showed it to her.
就让她看。
I flipped it to her.
我打开圣经让她看。
She was so surprised.
他非常的惊讶。
I'm not boasting.
我在这里不是
在这里
自傲。那是告诉你一个事实。
Wow, Uncle Moses, your Bible is full of highlights.
他说为什么你的圣经里面也活了这么多线。
She was actually flipping my Bible.
他就把圣经拿过来翻了翻看一看。
To check, were there many pages actually being underlined or highlighted?
说很多是不是已经在下面活了线或者活了彩饰。
Then I told her,
我就告诉她
I've been using this Bible for so many years.
我使用这本圣经很多年了。
Of course, there are many highlights and many underlines.
所以里面有很多的划线。
I believe that encouraged her to really study the Word of God.
我希望那能够鼓励她能够去多读神的话。
Of course, we are not saying just letters, but the true Word of God.
我们不只是书面上的字句。乃是神或的经意。
Don't be high sounding.
不要觉得好像高谈阔论。
I don't say that. Oh, I don't need logos. I need rhema.
不要说我不需要圣经字句，我只是需要生命。
I only need one word of God, and that will be good for me.
只有神给我一句话、一个字，我就够了。
Of course.
是的，会这样。
God's word is living.
神的话是活泼的。
But we do need to be serious about the Word of God.
但我们必须用认真的态度来对待神的话。
Otherwise, the danger will be my people are destroyed from the lack of knowledge.
不然，这危险就我的民会因无知识而灭亡。
I've shared before, heresies, cults will come in.
因为外面很多的异端、很多的错误的教导都会进来。
So, how is your resolution regarding genuine Bible study?
所以你现在对查经怎样能够真心的查经有什么计划吗？
I really hope this church will be a church that is full of the Word of God.
我真的盼望我们在这里的聚会是一个充满神的道的教会。
We encourage one another with the Word of God.
我们又彼此的鼓励大家一起来读圣经。
And this vision in terms of the Word of God,will govern our personal pursuit and governs our ministries.
关乎神话语的这个意向就能够来能够来指引着我们的服事和我们的分享。
So again, the vision talks about God's eternal purpose.
所以意向讲到神永远的旨意。
And vision also talks about His very word for us.
而且意向也是讲到神给我们的话的道。
Okay, secondly, what about our vision?
那第二点讲到。我们的意向。
This morning when you came to church, when you prepared yourself to the church,
今天早上当你预备自己又来参加聚会的时候，
What was your motivation?
你这里面是什么在那里的带动你呢？
Sunday,
星期天了，
church,
又去教堂。
Of course,
是又去教堂。
Where else should I go?
不然要去哪里呢？
Is that your reminder?
是不是这样是你对的一点的提醒呢？
That's good.
虽然这样是好的。
That's commendable.
当然是值得表扬的。
But what exactly are you looking for?
但是你到底在寻求什么呢？
Are you looking for some good friends?
你是来教堂找一些好朋友
good mate，
或者找到一些好的朋友。
I always like this from John 12:20-21。
在约翰福音十二章二十节到二十一节。
Now there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus.
所以那时上来过节礼拜的人中有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利伯塞大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”
We would like to see Jesus.
我们愿意见耶稣。
This really should summarize our motivation of coming here.
这应该是我们又来聚会的一个总结。
Is it your desire?
是不是你里面所寻求的呢？渴慕的呢？
Is it too abstract for you?
或者你觉得太抽象了？
We would like to see Jesus.
我们愿意见耶稣。
Jesus said.
耶稣也曾说
Blessed are those pure in heart.
清心的人有福了
For they will certainly see God.
他们必得见神
Do you have this desire?
你有没有这样的渴慕呢
Or some of us are very busy in different ministries.
或者我们都很忙也有不同的服事
Maybe responsible for the ushering for now no more kitchen this few weeks. Maybe other issues.
或者在那里做招待或者其他的服事
But do you really want to see Jesus?
当你的心里面真的是要来见耶稣吗
？People will tell you.
人或许会告诉你
，Going to church is good.
去教堂是好的。
Indeed, I've heard.
我也曾经听过。
Unbelieving parents.
有些不信主的父母。
They want to find in-laws for their children.
他们好像为自己的孩子找对象。
Go to church, Christian church.
他们会鼓励自己的孩子你应该去基督教堂
At least they are good people.
去那里的聚会找到一些好的人
they might
好的对象
be a bit, They might be a bit笨 But they might be a bit not so flowery But at least they're honest
他们可能比较笨对世上的事比较笨但是他们却很好
Yeah, there are different motivations for people coming to church
所以人来教堂可能会有不同的带着不同的目的
especially young people
特别是年轻人
I'm challenging you
我也挑战你
Do you come here because I see friends
你到这里来聚会是因为你来见你的朋友是吗
people cares about me
或者因为这里人关心我
Or I like the location I like the teaching I like what
或者我喜欢这个环境我喜欢这里的教导
I like I can find people speaking my language as well
或者我在这里找到跟我同样讲家乡话的人。
Oh, I mean my dialect, yes. 家乡。
家乡话。
Yeah, yeah. But is that your motivation?
这是不是你里面的目的呢
？Indeed, God has given us the vision for this church.
当神却赐给他的教会意象。
Jesus is the center.
基督耶稣是我们的意象
中心。Let him be sung, be thou my vision.
刚才所唱的诗歌你是我意象
We use the Bible verse from Colossians chapter 1:18
在哥罗西书第一章十六节
Let's read it together right? Let's read the Chinese if you can okay,
你如果能会读中文呢我们可以先一起读中文
And the three verses is so important
十六节十七节跟十八节
Let's do it together
因为万有都是靠他造的无论是天上的地上的能看见的不能看见的或是有位的主治的责政的掌权的一概都是借着他造的又是为他造的他在万有之先万有也靠他而立他也是教会全体之首他是元首是从死里首先复生的使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Now, to be fair, we read the English again as well, right? Together, if you can.
我们一起能够将英文的读一遍。
For by him
all
things
were created,
things in heaven
and
on earth,
visible
and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things.And in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Especially the last line.
特别是最后的一节,
in everything, Christ might have the supremacy. Different translations like preeminence.
有些是让他居,
Indeed, this is our vision.
是的,
Church is not about you.
教会不是为着你。
If you think about the church or spiritual matter all from yourself,
你如果觉得来教会, 一切的事情都是为了你自己,
you're wrong.
你是错的。
It's all about Christ.
因为教会都是为着基督。
Christ is the center of the whole universe.
基督是全宇宙的中心。
All things were created by him and for him.
因为万有都是他造的, 也是为他而造的。
Are you aware of that?
你有发现这一点吗?
It's nothing about you.
因为不是为着你,
it's about Christ.
乃是为着基督。
This is a very rich verse.
这是一则非常丰富的一节圣经。
In everything he might have the supremacy.
使他在房事上居首位。
Preeminence.
居首位。
He's the head.
他是头。
He's the boss.
他是我们的王。
Not you.
主人, 不是你,
not me.
不是我,
not our tradition.
不是我们的传统,
not our ideology.
不是我们的想法,
but Christ.
乃是基督,
he has the supremacy.
基督是居首位的,
God is a jealous God.
神是一个忌邪的神,
if anything is trying to compete with Christ,
任何乃是以基督相争的,
God will destroy.
神一定会毁灭他。
Whatever thing you may think, oh, so good, so precious.
你或者觉得这些都很好,很宝贵的东西。
Including your experience.
啊, 包括了你的经历,
your teaching.
或者你的教导,
or record of God's good work.
或者是, 啊, 为神做的上功,
if we uphold anything higher than Christ,
我们做事高举其他的事物高过基督,
God will allow it to vanish.
神都会让这些事物, 消失。
John the Baptist said,
施洗约翰曾这样说,
he must increase.
基督他又加增,
I must decrease.
我又减少。
I hope we can remember this.
我盼望我们都能够记住这句话。
He must increase.
基督必须加增,
I must decrease.
我自己必须减少。
If the more we serve is the other way around,
如果我们,
we are in trouble.
我们若是越侍奉, 自己越增多, 我们就出大问题了。
In the book of Romans,
在罗马书里,
11:36,
11章36节,
the same thing, for from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
因为万有都是本于他, 依靠他, 归于他, 愿荣耀归给他, 直到永远, Amen.
From him, through him, for him, or to him.
是本于他, 依靠他, 归于他。
Not you and I.
不是你和我。
It's Christ.
乃是基督。
What do you think about this?
你觉得怎样?
If we allow these words to sink into our hearts,
我们让这些圣经的话沉溺到我们的心中,
we pray and come before the Lord.
我们能够借着祷告来到神面前。
Many of our problems,
我们可能面对了许多问题。
Your personal problems,
或者是你自己的问题。
Or the problems we are facing in ministries,
或者在你服事上遇见的问题。
Will easily disappear.
很容易它都会消失。
So often, we do not let go our own self.
很多时候有难处, 因为我们放不下自己。
I become so big.
我自己变得非常的大,
so infatuated.
好像我这个人都被充气的胀大起来了,
we forget.
膨胀起来了,
one
我们忘记,
day, you and I will perish.
有一天你我都会灭亡,
only Jesus will last.
只有基督乃是存到永远。
That's why in the book of Hebrews, a beautiful verse,
所以在希伯来书有这样很美的一节经
文。Very simple. I think we should all remember that.
非常简单的一句话，我们都该记起来。
You know, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
耶稣基督昨日、今日一直到永远是一样的。
Do you know this is a very powerful verse?
这是非常蛮有能力的一节圣经。
The whole world is changing.
整个世界都在改变。
Monthly, weekly, daily.
好像每一日、每一周、每一月、每一年都在改变。
You and I are changing.
你和我也在改变。
At least I've noticed I'm changing.
我也发现自己在改变。
I'm coming to a different stage of life.
好像我人生已进到不同的一个时代了。
Thing I used to quite treasure in the past, I no longer quite get very interested.
好像以前对我很有兴趣的事情，现在我都没有兴趣了。
It's a true story. One of my good friends.
是真的。
My colleagues.
好像我一个很好的一个同事
，a good brother，
也是一个很好的弟
兄。He was very good with photography.
他好像很热心于摄像。
He got few good cameras, good camera, very expensive camera.
也买了很贵重的一些
Nikon,
摄像机
，like a Nikon. I don't even know the number, the models.
我不知道他们的型号是什么。
Recently, I asked him, "Hey, what about your photography?"
最近我问他说，你还有在做摄影吗
？He honestly told me.
他是很诚实的告诉我
，because he really.Very passionate about serving the Lord.
因为他心中真的很渴慕侍奉主。
He was called for a long time.
他说我在侍奉主的事上很长的一段时间都很冷淡。
But God has revived him recently.
但最近神好像使他复兴了。
So he told me.
他就告诉我。
I just don't know why I no longer have the passion with my camera.
他告诉我，我不知道发生了什么，但我现在。对我的这个摄影都不大热心了。
I congratulated him.
然后我就夸奖他。
He really like spend time on more meaningful stuff.
因为他现在能够花更多的时间来侍奉主。
Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
让我们记住，耶稣基督昨日、今日、一直到永远都是一样的。
He is our firm anchor.
他是我们坚固的锚。
Only He would last forever.
只有他才能够存到永远。
Finally, Paul's example, very quickly.
最后一点，那是保罗的榜样。
Paul's vision.
保罗他的意象是什么呢
？We all remember how Paul was converted on the road of Damascus.
我们知道保罗是在去大马士革的路上，他乃是回转归向基督的。
180 degrees change.
是180度的回转归向。
Originally, the persecutor of the Christian faith.
本来他是在那里逼迫基督徒的
Now turn around.
但现在已经扭转过来
Preaching the gospel.
现在传扬福音
Even to death.
至死都不放弃
And he himself his own testimony.
而他自己有这样的见证
The book of Acts 26:19
在使徒行传26:19
Explaining to the King Agrippa.
在亚波吉王那里做这样的解释
He said, So then King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision.From above.
他说亚基伯王我故此没有违背那从天上来的意象
I wasn't disobedient.
他说我没有违背
Wow. The vision controlled his whole life.
好像是天上来的意象控制了他的一生
Now if you ask them what exactly is your vision, Paul?
你或者问他说保罗那到底你看见天上的意象是什么
The few verses before that,God was giving him a commission.
好像在前几节的圣经，神对他有一个嘱咐呼召。
We know that Paul was chosen as apostle for the Gentiles.
我们知道保罗是神拣选做外邦人的使徒。
God even said, "One day you will testify of me before kings."
说有一天你会在君王面前为我做见证。
But indeed, if you really go back,
当我们若是真的回去看的话
，Paul's vision.
好像神的意保罗的意象
is not work，
并不是他的工作
，is not his duties，
也不是他的责任。
His vision was Jesus Christ himself。
保罗的意象乃是耶稣基督他自己。
So back to verse 15。
所以在十五节那里
，He asked, "Who are you, Lord?"
他问说：“主啊，你是谁
？”So who, not what，
乃是说你是谁，不是什么。
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
So he was encountering with a living God.
他在那里亲身的经历了永活的神。
It was Jesus.
是耶稣自己。
In other passage, Paul said, God, Jesus, the risen Jesus appeared to him.
在其他圣经，保罗说，复活的基督向我显现。
And that was the whole life-changing moment for Paul.
对于保罗来讲，那就是他人生大改变的那起点。
Of course, we know Paul understood the mystery of God, how God's dispensation would happen.
我们知道保罗非常明白神的奥秘，福音的奥秘，而且神的永远的计划。
But the most important thing is he encountered Jesus.
但最重要的一点是他亲自经历了耶稣。
Who are you, Lord?
主啊，你是谁？
I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
That is Paul's vision.
这是保罗的意象。
He wasn't disobedient to the vision from heaven.
所以他说，我没有违背那从天上来的意象。
So all through his life.
所以在他的整人生中。
He said in Philippians.
他在腓立比书说。
One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal.
我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
He met Jesus.
他遇见了耶稣。
Indeed, in Corinthians he said, prophecies will finish.
而在哥林多前书也说，这个预言有一天也会过去。
Tongues will go away.
而且方言也会消失了。
What remains?
那是留下来的。
Of course he talks about love.
他也有讲到爱。
Obviously, in his heart.The surpassing knowledge of Christ Himself was his aim.
在他的心中乃是基督里面丰富的知识。
So this is Paul's vision.
这是保罗的意象。
And finally, not only Paul.
最后不只是保罗。
If you remember the story of Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration,
你也记得彼得在变化山上的时候。
There was the lesson he learned really deeply.
他学了一个很深的功课。
When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus.
他们举目不见一人，只见耶稣在那里。
So glorious revelation, and he was just full of plans already what to do.
好像他看见基督荣耀的显现之后，他立刻里面就有很多的计划出来。
Except here, when they looked up, they saw no one except.Jesus.
当他们举目的时候，却不见一人，只见耶稣在哪里。
So what is your relationship with Jesus?
你跟耶稣的关系怎样呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
it is a solemn question.
是一个非常严肃的一个问题。
Whether you're a young Christian, or you're already old mature brother or sister.
无论是一个年长的基督徒，或者一个年幼的基督徒。
Do you come to seek Jesus?
你是不是来寻求耶稣呢？
Or you seek anything else.
或者你在寻求其他的事物，人事物。
In the midst of difficulties.
而在一切所面对的困难当中。
Do you uphold Christ as the supremacy?
你是不是高举基督居首位呢？
Have you allowed the vision, the purpose of God and His word be your governing guidance?
你没有让，有没有让神的意象和神的话成为你人生中的引导呢？
We have to be sober.
我们必须警醒。
So that the church, the testimony of the church, to exalt Christ can be propagated.
所以在教会里高举基督的意象能够传扬出去。
When Jesus said, go and make disciples of all nations.
当耶稣命令门徒说，你们又去使万民做我的门徒。
Sister already mentioned all nations.
乃是讲到万民。
Do you believe in that?
你相信主的话吗？
Will you allow God's visions to even govern your many decisions, including you're willing to change yourself?
你能不能，你愿意让神的意象来支配你人生中的每一个决定吗？
As I said, I thank God for giving us together a family of English, Mandarin speaking, old and young.
我感谢神赐给我们这样的机会，能够联合聚起来聚会，英文、中文、年长、年幼的都在一起。
May He grant us renewed vision.
愿主能够更新我们的意象。
It is Christ.
乃是基督。
Our personal pursuit，
我们个人的追求。
Our corporate ministry，
我们团体里面的侍奉。
Is all about Jesus，
都是以基督为中心。
Any gathering，
任何的聚集。
Formal informal，
无论是啊、无论是啊、这个正规的不正规的。
Christ is our center，
基督是我们的中心。
Let's pray，
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，因你的话语，我们有感谢你。
Thank you for your calling.
感谢你对我们的呼召。
Thank you for giving us opportunity on earth.
又赐给我们地上这样的机会。
I pray that you will give us faithfulness.
请你赐给我们忠诚的心。
We do want to live for Jesus.
因为我们都愿意为耶稣而活。
We have no other purpose.
我们在世上没有其他的目的。
As we live, as we gather.
我们在这里生活，在这里聚集。
We want to live for the glory of God.
我们又为神的荣耀而活在这里。
May you always be the preeminence in our lives.
愿你在我们的生命中都是居首位的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.